This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Overall thoughts on the hockey game. The Washington Capitals come in. Their season's hanging in the balance. You guys have a chance to lock up first in the Atlantic Division. What was your take on the game tonight?
I thought they played with a lot of desperation. I thought their checking skills were good. I thought they managed to puck well. I didn't think we were at their level.
And was that the reason for the limited quantity of chances? You certainly had some quality chances. Feature in the first, Lauko, Pastrnak in the second.
Yeah, we had some looks, but all in all, I didn't think we were willing enough to work hard enough to create offense against a team that protects the middle of the ice.
Desperate, Bruins not so much, but Jim Montgomery, I guess, nothing to see here.
Yeah,
we're gonna wait until the playoffs begin and then we'll bring the desperation.
He's in a lose-lose situation.
He is.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that
unless he wins.
Well, he'd have to go with rotating the goalies all the way to deep into the Stanley Cup playoff run, because he'll get second guessed.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, right?
Yeah.
If he rotates the goalies, he's going to get second guessed if they get bounced in the first or second round.
You're saying he gets second guessed either way. If he does the goalie rotation,
boom,
and it doesn't work, I mean, you get second guessed if you don't.
Right, but
advance anyway. So I don't. I mean,
right, but
it all just matters if he advances, Wiggy. If he's in the Eastern Conference Finals and he loses to the New York Rangers, nobody's going to care. Like, it's going to be like, hey,
no,
great season, good effort.
No, because let's say they lose because he's still doing the goalie rotation, they're going to say, well, why didn't you play so-and-so in Game 7 or whatever? Like, yeah. I feel like short of him winning a cup with the goalie rotation, either way, he's going to get a ton of criticism. You know, that's my opinion about it.
Bruins wrap up the regular season tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. Is Gresh going to be okay if we flip Court TV on in here? Courtney and I need to watch the Karen Reid trial.
I think he'll be fine. I am worried. There was a tweet about him coming in this morning about his trip to Vegas over the weekend and coming back, and it seemed like he may have busted some teeth.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
He had tweeted about something. I believe he will be talking about that with Foyer this
morning.
More
dental work?
Oh, I know.
Boy. Okay.
Got a lot of dental. He should just get veneers.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is Chris in the truck. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to say I'm excited for the upcoming road show season.
Any particular road show?
Yeah, I'll be at the first one, and I will be at Wheeler's, and then probably a couple sprinkled in there.
Excellent.
I just want to let Wiggy know that I won't bail on you. I'll watch the draft with you at the pool house.
All right, you got it. I'll be there watching the draft.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Chris is the best.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Well, that's next week.
Thanks, guys.
Next Thursday night. Wiggy loves the wings at the poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to pull the plug on dinner beforehand. Because I don't want to ruin my appetite.
Just don't eat that much at dinner.
But
dinner is a nice time for us to all bond.
Right.
Right, but now I'm ruining my appetite for the lemon pepper wings.
Well, why do you make the wings your dessert?
Right.
Just have a salad at dinner.
Well, we're doing too much, see? You're asking a lot for me. We're going to go to a place with dinner. The menu's probably going
to
be good.
So you're not going to come to Matunik?
When we're
in Rhode Island?
No, that place is good because I don't really get, then I don't get wings at the...
I think that Ocean Mist has some pretty good food.
No, but I didn't get any wings there. See, I already know at the poorhouse, they brought out the lemon pepper last year And so I'm going to be all over that.
This is Joe from Marblehead. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Oh, good morning. I didn't want to be on the air. I just wanted some information on that foursomes for the Numbnuts Open.
Oh, we haven't announced the full details yet. So, no. But it will last year it benefited the Greg Hill Foundation. We'll mm-hmm. do the same thing this year, and we'll offer up we'll do like a landing page, and we'll offer up you opportunity to get a foursome and play with us
and
at Granite Links.
Speaking of events to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation,
yes.
This Sunday there are a few very limited tickets left for Basic Brunch. Mm. Our third one, it's happening this Sunday at Playwright.
That thing sold pretty quick, but
yeah.
But that's a big place, the new Playwright.
Big venue, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So you could go to the website and join us on Sunday.
Correct.
For the next Basic Brunch. Will you be recovered, fully recovered by then?
Yes, I will. I will. I have a lot of family coming in for it. We're going to have a DJ.
Okay.
Also, depending on when the Celtics play on Sunday, hopefully we can catch a little bit of the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Great TVs.
Are they playing Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I believe so.
All right.
It says Sunday TBD on who they're playing, what time, but
all right.
It's slated for Sunday. For
okay, excellent.
That'll be good.
And yep. You made it a Taylor Swift theme?
Well,
Swifties.
You know,
as if the world doesn't have enough Taylor Swift.
We've got 3 days till mm-hmm. her next album comes out, so I thought that it was on theme to have a DJ yeah. that will be spinning Taylor Swift songs.
I've heard some speculation that she might have an issue with her boyfriend chugging a beer while being given an honorary degree at a college graduation.
That is phony baloney. That's what I will say.
Weren't they just hooping it up at Coachella this weekend?
Drinking heavily, the two of them, swinging, dancing. Well, like swinging to the music.
And like Sabrina
swaying
Carpenter
to the music is what I meant. Swaying, dancing, kissing. They were having, and she was sporting a New Heights hat. They're adorable.
Okay.
They look fine.
I mean, when it comes to like anything that you could complain about with regard to a player in the NFL, people whining because he chugged a beer at a college graduation is the most ridiculous. Have you seen these people, these prudes, like losing it over the fact that he did that at a college graduation?
Don't you think most people in college chugging beers anyways? Mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying because he's the speaker and he's like getting the honorary degree.
The people who get most outraged by strangers' behaviors have kids that act out very poorly.
Who cares?
Almost everybody, people that have to clean up their own issues that are trying to clean up others first.
Just be yourself. I'm glad that he's himself. He doesn't have to get all tight when he's around, you know, changing who he is around, you know, people that he feel like, oh, you got to be, he should not be doing that. It's not a good look for him around all these, you know, academia, and he's chugging. Man, shut up. Those are people who need to catch a fade real quick.
Mm.
But I, you know.
Are you talking about haircuts?
No, not that haircut. I'm talking about
the GLF.
The GLF.
No, not that. But the people hate. Listen, I'm not a huge, like, I like Travis Kelce as a football player. I think he's unbelievable talented. You know, him and Taylor Swift, they got us all drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like me and the governor yesterday. I thought she was anti-bike lanes, but I guess, you know.
Oh, I never shared that.
She sent me
a text, Curtis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the governor was on with us yesterday. Curtis mm-hmm. brought up bike lanes.
People loved that on our Instagram account.
Oh, boy.
what they didn't like.
Talk about
it.
A bad comment section.
I thought she didn't like the bikes.
Jeez.
What didn't they like?
Oh, they were not thrilled that
really?
We had her on.
Oh.
And then I was catching shrapnel. One
really?
Guy said that I looked like an alcohol syndrome baby.
Well, that's not very nice.
I know.
Yeah. Well, he's probably talking about me.
No, it was under a comment of somebody that said I looked hot, which was very nice, very kind. Thank you. But yeah.
She said to tell you, Curtis, that she doesn't go on Jim and Marjorie and talk about bike lanes.
Mm.
She is for moving away from fossil fuels because we need to, but she's focused on trying to fix the T.
Okay.
Wind, hydro, and solar, and not two wheels.
Okay. So she listened to the segment after.
Yes.
Where Wiggy believed the governor was against bike lanes.
That's what I thought.
So that I said, you're an easy mark.
Yep.
And
you had a bridge for me to buy.
Right. And so I said, I'm sure she goes on Jim and Marjorie and loves bike lanes. I was saying in a manner of speaking that in a different audience, she may not have been so distanced from her opinions on said bike lanes. That was all. She also threw Mayor Wu under the bus, which I didn't like, when she said that it was a Boston issue and that was the mayor's decision. But why does everybody hate me?
It's a great question. I don't know if we have enough time.
Everybody.
Is it the energy you give off?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the whole package.
What would you say Curtis's energy is?
I feel like it's stressed and anxious.
I feel like it's curmudgeon. He's curmudgeonly.
But he voted for
at a young age.
Not really, though. Like, he's relatively polite, which you don't get with
curmudgeonly
people.
What do you mean relatively? I think he's very polite.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Compare it.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Relative to curmudgeons, he is very polite.
I actually think you're warm and cuddly, Curtis.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, this person said on Castle Island they saw me. They didn't know what to do. As long as it's Monday or Thursday from 5 to 6, that's when I do therapy while walking around. So I'm talking to my therapist. Any other time, love to meet you. Come on up, give you a high five.
Didn't you vote for the governor, too? I don't know why people
I don't think I even voted in this election. Who was she up against? Was that guy Jeff Deal or something?
Yes.
Yeah, I did not vote. Jeff, I mean, I said this during...
Nobody, Jeff Deal didn't even vote for himself, so don't worry about it.
Deal or no deal. I find the governor to be really kind and a nice person.
She wants to come on again. I like having her on.
Yeah.
I mean, the choice is don't have her on, don't get any answers, or have her on, and she answers what she wants. Get challenged here and there. Tried to ask her about veterans yesterday. I thought she gave a reasonable answer.
Said she lowered taxes.
She did. She told you she lowered your taxes.
She didn't outright dodge your migrant question?
No. No, she said she was glad it was asked.
Do you think she was really glad she was asked? I mean, I hate to be the stick of the mud, but...
She's really focused on the housing thing, so we don't flee the state like some of us that are saying, keep us here. Yeah. Maura, you want to keep me from H-Town? Uh-huh. Well, you got to figure something out.
Here is Angry Principal Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Greg. You know what? I was going to call a little bit ago to do a wellness check on Curtis, and now that he is asking why no one hates him, why no one likes him, I'll tell you, Curtis.
Are you in the Twitch chat right now?
No school, Dave. Is there school today?
Vacation week. I did take the vacation day, heading down to Foxwoods, play a little poker.
That's nice. April vacay.
That's great. Right. I love my principal doing
that. Nice fun day for me. It's a day off, Curtis. But anyways, you have a lot of great things to say and a lot of great things to contribute, but it's the way you say it. It's the energy. Shime is spot on. You're so... It's just the way you come across. You were so angry this morning.
Dave, do you hear your tone?
Everything you were saying.
Dave, do you hear your tone? It's got a real negative sort of, and the way you say things is very offensive to some people.
Oh, so now you're going to analyze the way I speak?
The way you talk is very, just sort of a negative and bitchy connotation. Like, when you're in the Twitch chat, you tweet at me, type at me constantly. Mm-hmm. You have a position of some import in the community in which you live. I would hate for a parent to be watching this on Twitch and seeing the principal from the basement of his home writing at the member of the Greg Hill Show.
It's kind of a whiny, little bit of a whine, too. You can imagine him saying, hey, it's the weekend. Can I come upstairs and eat with everybody else on Saturday?
Oh, Greg, don't pile on. Hey,
it's like an unhappy. It's like a more miserable Gilbert Gottfried.
No, listen. You are the most. You have the most miserable demeanor ever by anybody.
Let me just tell you this, Dave. I love my life. I am blessed to be alive. It's the greatest thing
in
the world.
You should be.
I just like to point out when. Okay, I'm talking angry principal, Dave.
Oh gosh.
I love this opportunity. I get to do all I ever wanted to do was do what I'm doing right here. I'm 40 years old, and I get to do it with people I actually like. Life is great. I just like to ask questions like about a medium. That is something I don't understand. Mm, so yeah. I may come across as douchey, but it's right. just in an intent.
Not may, you do.
To understand. Because that's what Dave. So if you met a medium, that was what really drove you nuts this morning. Oh, we left.
This is Walshy from Boston. Hello, Walshy.
Craig.
Yes.
How you doing? I meant to see you yesterday. I was at Private Suite R7, as you know, and there was a rickshaw pile up at Kenmore Square, and I couldn't get over to the Capitol Grill.
Well, we missed you.
I ran the Mexican Marathon, 26.2 shots of Patron yesterday.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad. I'm glad you
but
did.
But anyway,
that.
I wanted to surprise you. We missed you at the junket in Fort Myers, but I had a surprise. I understand that one of your colleagues there really wants Private Suite tickets to Noah Kahan.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's Courtney.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to invite the entire show.
Oh.
Wow.
The
there you go.
The whole show.
Noah Kahan.
Really?
Okay, Walshy.
That is a hang on.
Oh, that is so nice.
Hey,
I know you guys like the right field seats, but you know where the best seat in the house is, Craig.
Yeah, 100%. R7. All right, hang on. Sean would like
that.
There
you go.
Oh, I might cry for a second week in a row.
Noah Kahan.
This time, tears of joy.
All right, there you go.
Wow.
There you go. Folk pop.
And he even invited Curtis, even though he's kind of douchey sometimes.
I mean, I think he had great points.
Imagine that.
That's really nice. Thank you, Walshy.
Imagine Curtis got an invite.
Yeah, I mean, that's
an attitude like that, Curtis. I'm surprised you got an invite.
It's a wild day.
All right, we can take a break.
Thank
Gresham Foyer coming up at 10.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.